You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
On this week's episode of the Roman Podcast, we discuss
the subject of Olympics come up, talk about geese, and some tiny underwear.
All that and more on episode 101 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cast.
Mr. Rob Cast, happy 101.
101. This is the anticlimactic womp womp after a huge celebration last week.
Exactly. This is the letdown show, folks. Yeah. Welcome. Yeah, as you can tell by our new intro, things are going to change a little bit, and we'll see how they go.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want to put anybody in too much culture shock there, but yeah, it was last week, episode 100. We're not gonna harp on it too much, but Randall and Rob, thank you so much for joining us. It was a lot of fun to pull back the curtain, as you would say.
Yeah, lots of sausage making. Randall and Rob enjoy sausage.
Howdy. Well, hey, when in Rome or Canada, whatever.
Yeah. Or in a cabin in the woods alone with a couple dudes. Whatever. No. Anyways, moving on. That was the weekend. Remember our theory? If it's you're on the weekend and it's all consensual.
It's all consensual. We don't give a fuck. We don't need the tasty nudes. We're good. Yeah. Outstanding. So, what is going on in our world? Well, our Canadian men's hockey team just lost the semifinals to Germany today.
Yeah, like
what the fuck?
It's like, who would have thought Canada would lose to Germany on like anything? But except for bobsledding, let's face it, they're pretty dominant in bobsledding.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, when it comes to hockey, even they were interviewing that player. His name is Wolf, and they were like, "So you know, how did it go? And how did you feel? You know, you beat the Swedes. They beat
Who?
Germany.
Germany. They beat Canada today.
No, I know, no, but last.
Did you get into it? Shit, I can't remember.
I think it was the Swedes. You beat the Swedes,
yeah,
and now you beat Canada. Like, how do you feel? He was like, "Oh, it's very great for our country, and everything was so good. You know, we worked very hard." He was like, "Come from Germany, and it's not a very good hockey nation."
No, it's not. Well,
he goes, "But we fucking did it," and he bleeped it out. Well, and I was laughing because I was just like, "How honest is this guy?" He's like, "We're not that good, but fuck, we got hard, man.
We did it."
Yeah, you did it. Good job. Look, I don't like seeing Canada lose, but we knew it was going to be a rough year with no NHL players, right?
Well, yeah, this is it. So that's all going on. But needless to say, back to my original point, fucking we lost Germany today, except it's not – it's because the pros are still playing, all our best players are all in the NHL, so they're not there. So, like, they got, like, the B squad. And it's just, I'm not making excuses, but the problem is every Canadian is going to sleep a little better tonight going, yeah, that's not our fucking real team. You know that, right?
Yeah, well, even then, like the Russians, I guess they're known as the AORs or whatever they're called, athletes from Russia or whatever,
yes,
under the Olympic flag. The Czechs and all them. Do they have players from the KJHL, which is the Russian league?
And, I believe so, yeah.
So, like, every other team except for us.
And you the, know, sta- and the maybe States in, suffered,
in,
obviously.
In the States. I was going to say, in the States.
Yeah.
Basically didn't have professionals on their team.
Yeah.
Like, not the NHL guys, but there's other leagues out there. These European leagues, there's Russian leagues. Yeah. There's other professional leagues, and those were still allowed. It was the NHL themselves, not the Olympics, who said, none of our players are going.
Well,
and then everybody went, fuck you, Bettman.
Yeah, exactly. The commissioner of the National Hockey League. Yeah, but that's just, and also too, don't get me wrong. Congratulations to Germany. That must be awesome. taking down a juggernaut. Like, yeah, it's still, even our fucking B team is better than most teams on the planet. Like, you know, so yeah, congratulations, guys. And now Canada's got to get psyched up, and hopefully they, by the time you're listening to this, hopefully they have a bronze medal. So,
anyway. This is a controversy actually for the women's hockey.
Yes, they.
So if you saw, because they say people say you don't win silver, you win gold or you win bronze.
Yeah.
Right? Because going into the game, you already have silver. So you don't feel like you've won anything.
Yes, exactly. So basically, for people that don't know, when you get down to the final four teams, they play in like a semifinals. The winners of those games go to the championship game. So once you're in the championship game, you're guaranteed a silver medal. So you're trying for gold. But on the other bracket, the losers of the semifinals go on to play for the bronze medal. So like Canada today lost in the semis. Now tomorrow they got to go play for the bronze so they can kind of re-gear and say, okay, at least we can get a medal. But if you're already in the gold medal game, like our Canadian women, and they lose, they're like, it's just you lose.
They're devastated.
Yeah, exactly. You lose your way into a silver medal, but you win your way into a bronze. Like it's one of those things.
One of the athletes, the controversy that's going on is one of the athletes, as soon as they put their silver medal on her, she took it off.
Yeah.
And she held it in her hand. Now, I listened to another podcast called Andy Frizzella, right?
Okay.
And the MF CEO. And his theory is 100 or nothing. So you know in football, how we were complaining a few episodes ago about how even though you're winning 540 to nothing, that you do the gentlemanly thing and you don't run up the score?
Right. Yeah.
Well, his thing is 100 to nothing means you do run up the score. You're a fucking winner. And it's not my problem that you're not strong enough to survive. So when the other athlete from one of the other hockey teams, this was a tournament last month or 2 months ago, when he won silver and he took it off and he pitched it into the crowd.
Yeah, that was the World Juniors. Yeah.
Yeah. So Andy was like, that guy's got a winning attitude. He just wants to win.
Yeah.
He goes, he's not happy with having lost. Like, yes, you won second place. Now, she did the same thing. She took it off. She only held it in her hand.
Yeah.
She just refused to wear it for about an hour. And then social media went nuts and was calling her like a disgrace to the country.
Well, no. You literally just lost the gold medal game. And when you are a Canadian hockey player, you are expected gold or nothing, especially for women's hockey.
Right,
that's just
but
the way
it is. We're also like the polite country that it's common courtesy, like when you're on the ice, to keep your medal on, even though you're not. And actually, for legal reasons, they actually have to keep the medal on. But she didn't. She wasn't aware of this. So I don't know. I'm of two schools. It's like if you got a winning mindset and you don't win, right? You take that medal off and you kick yourself in the ass, and the next time you're gonna get that medal, right? You don't want silver sucks. Second sucks.
Yeah.
Right. But I also have the other mindset of, okay, you don't be a dick and you don't run up the score. So I got a little cognitive dissonance with one of the CEOs, one of my mentors. He's telling me to be an asshole, but I'm so Canadian, it's hard.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, okay, if you're going to, I mean, running up the score is one thing. Like, okay, if you're a professional team and you're paid to score points, then fuck yeah, run the score up. Like, it's just a little different when you watch, like, you know, I ref high school football games. And when they keep their A team on the bench, when their second stringers aren't leaving the bench when they're up 60-0, that's fucking bullshit.
But even NFL, like if you're up and you're winning, let's say 40-0, there's 1 minute left on the clock, you take a knee to end the game.
Of course, yeah.
He's saying don't take that knee. Ball.
Okay, well then that guy's a fucking asshole. Like that guy just doesn't like.
But he's a goddamn winner, and I love the guy. But
is he?
He is. He owns a huge. He owns six multi million dollar companies.
Oh,
he's a very successful guy.
Really?
And he's very motivating. And he probably has
as many Super Bowl rings as I do. None. So exactly. Anyway, that's
but it's just the attitude. But he would take that person who pitched that medal into the stand, and in his eyes, he's like, I would hire that guy because that guy would give me his 100% every time. I see his point.
Of course. I see his point. But then again, you don't like there is that fine line between being sports like running up the score or
being a good sport.
We've seen so many things in sport that we've seen 5-0 point leads, like if you were up 5-0 at third period in hockey team, we saw like that come back. You mean we saw that lead disintegrate and teams lose. Like you got to keep pouring it on to make sure they're not going to win. But like I said, when you're in the final seconds and you're kneeling down the ball in football, And you know, it's the, they call it the victory formation. No, you don't fucking bomb the ball down the field. You get fucking, no, that's just fucking bullshit.
Right?
Yes.
Right? So when he had said that, but that's his whole thing. It's very much 100-0. He's like, run up that fucking score and be a winner. And he's like, but people don't teach people how to be winners anymore. They're all complacent. And
well,
all. And
yes.
I see his point. But I mean, I it's like I said, that's not how I was raised. There's a difference, but you're right. He's got as many Super Bowls as you.
Exactly. So fuck him.
Yeah.
Anyway.
CEOs, man, they're all fucking psycho.
There we go. I think we went on about sports enough. Anyway, there we go. There's our.
We'll cut most of this.
Winter Olympics. Sorry, we're Canadian. We're it's our time to shine.
Yeah. And now ski cross. Anyway, moving on.
Awesome. So, anything else going on this week with you? Nothing.
Yeah. I got my the awards for in Canada. We have our guild is the what do you call it? You have the SAG award, SAG guild in the States, which is your union,
right?
So our union / association up in Canada is called ACTRA. So we have our awards tomorrow.
Excellent.
So I will be going to that gala.
And will you be running up the score?
I hope so.
I hope so.
So, and every time I mention to my mother, I'm like, "Yeah, okay, yeah, I got my actual awards this weekend there." She's like, "Oh, are you nominated?" Every time I get mom, there's three. Yeah. It's a small. There's three awards, right?
It's not the one adult industry awards.
Yeah, one for men, one for women, and one for voice. And I think now there's one for stunts. And I'm like, that's it. And no, I'm not nominated. I actually need roles and parts to be nominated. Maybe next year.
Well, hey, yeah, that's mom. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so that'll be awesome. So yeah, we're recording on a Friday night, which is very weird for us because we usually record after the weekend. But anyway, we're gonna have some scheduling ups and downs. So, but we will strive to get you an episode every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern. So, anyway, if you got nothing else, do you get any headlines this week for us?
Yeah, man, I got a couple of them. Let's start off with the big ones, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know what, I'll save that one for later. How about this one? Blind, bisexual, polyamorous goose involved in a love triangle dies aged 40.
What? Okay, just start reading the article. That's
Yeah. A blind bisexual goose named Thomas has died in New Zealand at the age of 40 years old.
So, okay, wait, time out. Stop. Slow it down. So, this is an actual goose? Like,
Yeah, like an actual goose.
Like we have here. Like, obviously, it's not a Canadian goose because
no,
it's in Australia.
It's in New Zealand.
Yeah, so we can't speak on its citizenship. It's, but either
one
way.
One of those Kiwi goose.
Kiwi goose. Okay, the Kiwi goose is 40 years old.
40 years old, and he's just passed away. He spent 6 years in love with a triangle, in a love triangle, with two swans he helped raise a dozen of their babies. Years ago, Thomas segregated himself from other geese and instead chose a black male swan named Henry as his long life mate for 24 years.
Well, apparently, you never go back. Once you go quack, you never go back. Wow.
Yeah, so he preferred the dangerous and exciting black swan.
Yeah, of course, He preferred the company of men, but who doesn't?
Who doesn't? When Henry fell in love with another swan, Henrietta, Thomas stayed with the pair and helped raise their singets up until he died in, it says 2009. Until Henry died in 2009. Okay.
All right. So,
yeah, so that's the other one, right?
Yes.
So he's like, I'll take care of your little ducklings.
Oh, wow. Okay, so what's... I know. Is that normal for goose or geese? Like, I just seen the shit everywhere, but, like...
It's just, like, I think it would have been, I think it's apropos, because it's, like, now it's, like, it's we're now seeing the world in a more accepting light these days, and, Black Panther coming out, and people seeing... that everybody can play different characters and it's just as complicated and as regular as everybody else.
Of course.
So interracial
birds. Why not?
Right. So they're like, this geese is like, I love me some Black Swan, and I don't care who knows. And I'm going to raise their babies.
Yes. And yeah, and same-sex Black Swan, too. Like,
yeah,
it's,
exactly.
It's interracial, so. Same-sex relationship. and again, once the Black Swan moved on to take a wife, he stayed in the picture. Well, good for him.
Yeah, like, that's right. And
that's fantastic.
We're shattering all kinds of stereotypes in
exactly.
the story here.
That's fantastic. Way to go, New Zealand.
So it was a 30-year love story, they said, that should be celebrated. He added, prior to Henrietta turning up, they had about 18 happy gay years together. They're just years, man. They're not gay years.
Yeah, exactly. Why do they gotta paint it like that?
Well, you gotta gay it up, man. It's just a relationship.
Exactly. Come on, grow up, fuck.
So now they're talking about burying his buddy next to his soulmate Henry in the park where they lived for all those years.
Aww.
God, this is a beautiful story.
It's actually quite touching. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
And I started off with the title "Blind Bisexual Polyamorous Goose," yeah. And you thought it was gonna be a joke.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. Well, you managed to turn this guy around. I'm all
you're
for
gay
it.
Now?
No.
Now.
Now.
Is it Saturday already?
No, it is Friday night.
All right, man. So we're going to go from our polyamorous, gay, blind goose. The fact that he was blind was even, you know, what,
hey,
what if he
love
didn't
is
know?
Blind.
Wait. Maybe we're missing the big picture here. Maybe he was a racist.
he didn't know.
But he was blind, right?
Yes.
You're black? No, is it? What if it was like the swan? It was blind. And he'd be like, I'm black?
Yeah.
Does mom know?
Does mom know? Richard
Pryor. Yeah. Gene.
See no evil, hear no evil, see no evil.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, with Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder. Yeah. Yes,
classic.
Yeah. He's a blind man, and he's like, well, you're black. I'm black. And he starts touching his face. Does mom know?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, a classic.
Okay, man. Men arrested after police discover a cocaine haul stashed in fake buttocks.
Fake buttocks. Go on.
Two men have been arrested after 1 kilo, that's 2.2 pounds of cocaine, was found in a pair of fake buttocks at the Lisbon airport. Sir, we're going to need to do an inspection on you. You're Brazilian, and yet your butt is not big enough.
Right. Yes.
Cocaine stash in there, man. What does it mean it's not big enough? No, I'm sorry. You're Brazilian. It should be at least twice the size.
Yes. Exactly. Well. Wow. So obviously he put on a fake buttocks.
Two cushion-like implants, which were attached to a pair of swimming trunks, was detained by a Portugal anti-narcotics agency. Later, another man was arrested at a train station under suspicion of being due to receive the drugs.
Right.
Are you looking for my buttocks? I'm here to sell my buttocks.
Well, okay. Well, the thing is, once they suspect anything, you go in that little X-ray machine and it spins around. It's like, hey, you're done. Like it's not... like. That takes a lot of balls, man. And a lot of buttocks, apparently.
apparently no buttocks, so that you can add your own.
Yeah.
But it says here, drug possession and use has been decriminalized in Portugal, right?
Right.
Where they're arrested. But drug trafficking may incur prison sentences of up to 12 years.
Of course, yeah.
So you can have it, you can smoke it, you can toke it, you can stick it in your butt. But you cannot traffic the stuff.
Well, yeah, and also too, like it's just, you know, you're moving a kilo of cocaine. That's not personal use. You know what I mean? Like that's not a weekend with the boys. Like that's fucked up. Like, you know, and you're obviously concealing it. Like it's I get the fact if he just had it in his bag, and he's like, oh, I thought it was legal here in Portugal. Then you could kind of, okay, whatever, you're just stupid.
Yeah, well, no, they'll sit there and they'll go like, look, this is more than a human can consume.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, like, the guards are like, believe me, we tried.
What is this, huh? What is this? Officers, I think I should come clean with you. My butt has a cocaine problem.
Yes, I have a kilo of cocaine in my buttocks.
My buttocks just loves cocaine. I've been trying to stop it for years.
Yeah, if he was playing stupid, but obviously he was trying to smuggle the blow. So yeah, fuck, man, you're fucked, bud. Like you don't smuggle fucking cocaine. Like come on, like it's you're not gonna win. I was watching. We ever see those shows? Border security shows.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah, so, and then you don't watch it before you travel because you're gonna get fucking paranoid. Like, whether you partake or not, like, it's like you're gonna be like, wait a second, what if I used my bank card in a bank machine and I went after some guy that had a bunch of blow on his bank card and oh my god, I'm gonna get, oh, I just
oh yeah, yeah. Like, when we went to Florida quite a few years ago, they took my niece's bag and they were swiping it for, they had a little detector thing and it was checking for bomb residue.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But it was like, it's not as bad as you think because they're like, okay, we have to sweep one of your bags for bomb stuff.
Right.
Whichever bag you want.
Well, take my little pony.
They let us pick. So we had the little pink one.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Swipe this. And they had to swipe it twice.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it came up as a false positive. So she's like, we'll do it again.
Yeah. Well, also too, isn't there like, I know that's for bomb residue, but isn't there like on most bills? I know in America anyway, most has very trace amounts of
narcotics. Yeah, I think there's like 80% of all American bills have traces of cocaine on it.
Yeah.
That's just the way the money goes from hand to hand.
Of course, yeah.
And it's kind of a cotton type of material, so it absorbs.
Yep.
You know, so what can you do?
Well, hey, you mean, that's just... Well, I remember last year I went to Orlando, and because I'm a drywall finisher, and then people that don't know, that's, I'm the guy that once the drywall's on the wall, I tape it up and I make it ready for paint. And it is white dust aplenty. You look in my work van, it's white dust everywhere. It looked like it's a big, you open up a big bag of flour and popped it all over the van. So anyway, all my wallet is just covered in white dust all the time. So I went, I have a travel wallet that I have. So I went, oh, okay, I'm going to buy this wallet. And because I don't want to go through security and have to try to explain, no, that's not drugs. I'm a drywall finisher. Please take your finger out of my ass.
Or you say, drywall finisher, I don't know what you're talking about. You might want to add another finger.
Sir, this turns out to be a drywall compound. Are you sure?
Are you sure? You dig deeper and we'll find out.
Anyway, well, yeah, again, people, don't smuggle drugs. What the fuck? Come on. All right, we got time for one more if you got one.
Yeah, well, we've got a couple quick ones, I'm sure, here. Oops, Florida man texts detective, not wife, about girlfriend's staged death.
Okay.
A Florida man is charged with murder after telling authorities he meant to text his wife about the death of his live-in girlfriend, but nervously messaged a detective instead. Well, that, you mean, you're a hell of a detective if you're like, beep. Hang on, let me check my phone. I buried the body here. Well, my job just got easier. I don't know about you guys. I might be able to make the rounds today, the drinks tonight, boys. They arrested a 52-year-old man on Tuesday. Investigators said they staged the crime scene to make it look like an intruder entered the home in Dunedin.
Okay.
Florida, and killed a 64-year-old lady. I'm trying not to give away the names,
of course. Okay,
The Columbus Star Banner reports detectives found evidence that didn't match his story about the home invasion. Then he sent two text messages saying that he thought he was going to be arrested and is being held without bond and is enlisted in court record. Okay, so, yeah. So they're like, okay, they interviewed him. They said, oh, there was a home invasion. You know, they killed her. And then the cops were like, man, a couple of these things don't make sense.
Okay, he was so
nervous. On the way home, he texts his wife going, I think I'm going to be arrested. I think they know I staged it.
Okay, so somebody else was murdered, right?
Yes.
Okay, and not his wife.
His girlfriend.
His girlfriend.
His girlfriend. So he was trying to text his wife to say, I killed my girlfriend
and I staged it.
We staged it, but she already knew that. So she's saying, he was saying, I got interviewed by the cops. I'm a little nervous because I don't think they believe my story. And they I think they might know I staged it.
Oh,
but he texted
back
to the detective instead.
Oh, okay. So I'm assuming there was probably an investigation here. Call me if you have any more information. And then the detective's number's on his phone. So
yeah,
again,
exactly.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be some sort of witness or a victim, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. So no, not so much.
No, that's stupid. That's ridiculous. I've heard of little, there's a meme going around where you see the guy's texting his girlfriend and the first message goes, oh, honey, I fell at work there. I think I fell on my hands and I broke both my wrists and I think I've bruised my spine. Paula's going to bring me to the hospital. And next text is, who's Paula? Yeah, there's some poor bastards out there. Anyway, yeah, so just please, if you're going to, if well, okay, this is just all sorts of stupid. I don't know where to start. Don't murder people. That's kind of our thing. I mean, we don't condone that because even...
Well, I'm telling you, Rob, winners kill people.
Okay? Winners, yes, of course, yes, yes. Winners run up the score and fucking never played sport in their life. Anyway, that... Okay, yeah, just don't stage murders, don't kill anybody, and fuck, for God's sakes, don't text a detective after the crime. Like, wow. Okay, so you said you had one, or you had two more? You had one more?
No, I got one more here. Okay, so
we can squeeze in one quick one here.
All right, so this one is Bralette Bandit. Man robs Victoria's Secret store on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
I'm sorry, the eve of Valentine's Day.
Well, naturally, yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah. In Little Rock, Arkansas, police in Little Rock are searching for a man who shoved a worker and stole more than $500 worth of bras, underwear, and other merchandise from a Victoria's Secret store the night before Valentine's Day. Police say the robbery happened about 5 p.m. Tuesday at an upscale shopping center in West Little Rock. According to police report, the man stepped towards the door while holding several items, telling the employee he needed to retrieve his wallet. Police say that he triggered an alarm and the man shoved the worker and ran with the merchandise, which included thong underwear, a bralette, yoga pants, a zip-up sweatshirt, and lotions.
Wow, lotions. Yeah. Well, of course, so this happened in Little Rock, Arkansas, you say?
Yes.
Yeah. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I just stole some underwear for her.
Hillary.
And, yeah. Hillary, look what I stole for you, you sick fuck.
You fuck. It's not my size.
How's that going to fit on my strap-on?
Wow. Okay, this is obviously somebody that's just desperate for fuck something.
Right? And he got away with it, so you know he showed up sweating, out of breath,
yeah,
you know, with a bralette in one hand and lotion in the other and go, happy Valentine's Day, honey. You'd be like, who did you kill?
What the fuck? actually, this is funny. It reminds me. I was with one of my daughters. We're in a toy store, and this is like about 5 years ago. And we're just looking in the Lego section, and there's a little kid that picked up like a Lego train. And then, right. And then he's like, I want it. And the dad's like, no, 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 put it back, put it back, put it back. And all of a sudden the kid goes, I need it. And he literally bolted out the door, and all the parents and all the kids and all the cashiers just watched this kid run out into the parking lot with his tree. Cause I need it. Needless to say, the kid was brought back in and he was told to put the train back. But anyway, it was really funny. Like, so I can only imagine what that scenario would be like in a woman's lingerie shop. Like,
yeah, that kid's got a different, his Maslow's list of needs,
yes,
is a little different than the rest.
Oh yeah, of course.
He's food, water, shelter, sex. Kid's like, train.
Well, I think it was a Harry Potter train. So, you know, I can't blame the guy. Like, fuck, it's decent fucking Lego set, man. Like,
that's awesome.
All right. So, yeah, people, you know, if you're going to be romantic with your lady, partners or your regular partners or your man partners, whatever the fuck, give me.
Or your black swan.
Or your black swan, yeah. Please, like, just don't steal the lube. Don't steal lube.
I'm sorry, I said black swan now.
Yes. Well, there we go, folks. Yeah, that's it. This is the anticlimactic 101. So here we are. We're past the century mark. We're now officially in that club. I don't know what it means, but it's something.
Yeah. So going forward, we're gonna change a few things slightly.
Yeah.
We're gonna try to have more guests on.
Yes. Guests. Hey, if you're a podcaster and you want to hop on with us for the headlines, we'd just let us know. Like, send us an email or actually tweet at us at Roman Podcast on Twitter or Instagram. We're the same thing at Roman Podcast, or you can get a hold of myself at our Robert MM Cast on the Twitter machine, and you are at Roman Citizens.
I am at Roman Citizens, Yes. And that's on the, what is that, Instagram?
Snapchat.
And Snapchat and Facebook, which is
and if you're
useless.
In the Southern Ontario area, maybe Grindr?
Don't say, no, I'm not
on Grindr. Okay, you don't have to be in Southern Ontario, but it helps to be closer.
I'm on Tinder.
Oh, and, right.
And I'll have you know that it tells me very often that people are liking my photos, and I am very popular.
Are
except
you?
When I like everybody, it doesn't like match me with anybody. Maybe it's lying to me.
Maybe it's like, you know what's funny? I was, I know we're closing up the show, but real quick, I was watching that Chris Rock special on Netflix, his new one.
Right.
And he's on like Tinder. What's the dating one?
Tinder and all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So, but he put his picture and his name on there, and his buddies are like, hey, you know what I mean? Like, people are going to want to just go out with you because you're Chris Rock. He's like, well, yeah, but I am Chris Rock. So, well, touche, sir.
Yeah. What do you have? Oh my God, are you really Chris Rock? Yeah, I'm really Chris Rock. So, what do you like? Oh my God, you're Chris Rock.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Oh boy.
Unmatch.
Anyway, so other than that, check out all the other stuff. Website, RomanPodcast.com. Tangible Network, the EMC Podcast Network, and don't forget our Taste New campaign. You can email Tasty Nudes to RomanPodcast@gmail.com, and of course, do not forget our review reach around. If you like to give Roman and Rob a review reach around, you can go to give us a star rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, Podcatcher, whatever the fuck you're listening to. So, two coconuts, write a review inside, and we call that the review reach around.
That's right. Laughable app as well, right?
Yeah, we're on the Laughable app. Yeah, we're everywhere. Everywhere you want to be, we're there.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Excellent. So until next time, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman the Bow.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hey, so this is Canada, huh?
Where'd all these donuts come from? Are these imported? Are these imported donuts? Or are these Canadian-made donuts?
Who exports donuts? Where does that happen?
That's a good question. I want the whole truth.
These better be locally grown donuts.
Get it? Whole truth?
Whole truth. Holes. Oh, boy. Hey, this is Randy.
This is Jesse.
And we are two-thirds of the Grolics podcast. Hey, Melanie, say hi real loud. That was the other third of the Grolics podcast.
From afar. Because yeah. She's still in America.
She's still in America, but we're up here in Canada stomping our American boots all over the Roman Podcast.
Moose tracks.
You know what? America provides a valuable export for the Roman Podcast. Did you know that, Jesse?
Do we?
We do. All those news stories of idiots doing stupid things.
That's American made.
America. In fact, 90% of that export, Florida.
True. Mar-a-Lago.
Whoa.
Whoops.
Why do you think we're here? Shh. They'll send us back.
They'll send us back. I'm sorry.
The Grolics Podcast. We're hiding out up here in Canada. We love the Roman Podcast. If you're listening to this, we know you do too. But in between stories of
bear attacks
and nudists robbing pawn shops, come check us out. We'll talk about comics. We'll talk about some movies, some Doctor Who. Hey, the guy created Doctor Who.
Canadian. He was.
Don't let the Brits steal that from you. They take everything from you. Don't let them take Doctor Who.
They're claiming it. I think they did. I think they won that.
God, I don't know how to end this.
Yeah, that's the problem with our awkward rambling. They don't end.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations, you have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangibound Network? That's right. Go check out tangiboundnetwork.com. You can look them up, and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile-friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains. You can do it. You can do it. Check it out. tangiboundnetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.